budget cuts for Nevada's system of higher education today, yesterday. So there is still some budget analysis to be done here. But certainly you will see more committee votes. A lot of committees are on their second meeting now with bills in the forms of work sessions. So short answer, yes, you can expect more votes. I think the deadline for passage out of the first House committee is April 9th. So over the next month and a half, you'll see things ratchet up pretty quickly, I think.
And the pace that's been slowed because the building's locked up and everybody's doing Zoom hearings and things like that, do you expect that we will open up the doors of our legislature sometime before that first week in June?
We have been told to expect that. I know that's been the rumor mill for some weeks now, and I think Sisolak and Dem leadership even supports that idea theoretically, but I'm not banking on it. Like I always say, I will believe it when I see it. As of now, I am expecting to operate on an out-of-ledge-building capacity going forward.
Wow. Daniel, always good. Thanks so much, man. I know if anything breaks up there, you'll be with us in a nanosecond. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week and a great weekend.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
There you go, Daniel Honcharu. He's off to a committee hearing, believe it or not. Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. And this special NPRI report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Paul Enos and all the men and women of the Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Thursday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 3:30, and looks like there's some congestion on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Lamb Boulevard. There's some construction going on there. Also, some heavy volumes, Interstate 15 northbound at Blue Diamond, South 15 at Oakey. Also look for some reduced speeds as you work your way through the middle of the valley there at the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, 515 west at Pecos. You're bunching up as you work your way through there. Remember the overnight road work, which is taking place on Interstate 11. It's both directions at Horizon. Both the north and the southbound ramps are going to be closing nightly at 7 p.m. That goes through tomorrow night.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
It had previously been reported that in all likelihood the Raiders would be trading away quarterback Marcus Mariota. Now it looks like that might not be the case. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, the trade market is, quote, drying up significantly. The reason is because of his contract status. He is scheduled to make about $11 million next season. However, if he becomes a starter, that would balloon up to $22 million. So teams don't like the idea of giving up a draft pick and paying that much money for him. He is likely to be released and then sign a free agent deal with a team. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, their game tonight against San Jose has been postponed. UNLV basketball loses to Fresno State yesterday, 67-64.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen temporal scanner purchased at any retailer. With COVID continuing to spread, nothing matters more than having an accurate thermometer that's backed by more than 80 published peer-reviewed clinical studies like the Exergen temporal scanner. Even after getting the COVID vaccine, you should be monitoring for fever to make sure you are protected. Keep your family and yourself safe by trading up your non-contact thermometer for an accurate temporal scanner and a $5 rebate from Exergen, where accuracy matters. Details at Exergen.com.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've had two, that I know of, recall efforts on Steve Sisolak. Neither was successful. They failed to be able to get the signatures needed to recall. But they are going full speed ahead in the People's Republic of California. Tom Del Baccaro is the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org, assisting in the efforts to recall Gavin Newsom. He is also the author of the book, The Divided Era, and he joins us. Tom, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, long time. Great. I'm doing great. We're going gangbusters out here trying to save Nevada from getting any more Californians by getting rid of Gavin Newsom.
Tell me what the game's all about. You need so many signatures by such and such a date, and they have to be verified.
Sure.
Explain where you are and what the rules of the game are.
So the rules of the game are, for this particular recall, we need 1.495 million verified signatures, meaning the county registrars go through and verify the signatures. Imagine that, right? Suddenly they care about verification.
Yeah.
We are at raw signatures about 1.8 million, and our goal is to hit 2 million signatures, perhaps 2.1 million signatures, and we have until March 17th. We're collecting about 100,000 a week, so we're on track. And then once it's certified, we'll have an election in August with just two questions on the ballot. The first question is, should Gavin Newsom be recalled? And the second question is, from the list below, who should replace him? And that person becomes governor 10 days later.
And who's on that list right now?
Well, there's, interestingly enough, keep in mind that I'm the chairman of RescueCalifornia.org. I can't opine or talk about candidates or who's better or who's worse. But I will tell you this. The lieutenant governor, who's a Democrat of the state, shamed any Democrats from thinking about getting in the race. So this race should be dominated, as it was in the 2003 recall, by Republicans. And this is a great chance for Republicans to get this seat because, interestingly enough, you don't need a majority. You just need to be whoever has the most votes of whoever runs. So that means you can win with 20% of the vote if the vote is split up. People who have, the mayor of San Diego has put his hat in the ring, Kevin Faulkner, John Cox, who has previously run, he's put his hat in the ring. You have Rick Grinnell looking at it as well, and some other people.
And what does it take to get on the list? I mean, do you need signatures?
Not very much. Yeah, you just need several thousand signatures and some money. It's really not a high barrier. That's why the last recall, Kevin, believe it or not, there were 135 people who ran.
Was that the Gray Davis one?
It was the Gray Davis recall, yeah. And I assure you some of them were, how shall I say, somewhat colorful. some people...
Did Roseanne run in that runoff?
So, but I'll tell you, some from the oldest profession ran, and some prostitutes.
Oh, my God.
So there was a lot of politicians ran, and some prostitutes. That's why I said from the oldest... Anyway...
I
appear nightly down the street. Trust me. Go ahead.
Let me just ask you, though. Did you have to do a lot of major media? Are you running TV spots and radio commercials?
Hello? I've been doing... I didn't even go to my office. We have not paid for any marketing whatsoever. This is selling itself. It is getting nonstop coverage, even among the left media, because Gavin Newsom is not actually liked. He's super arrogant. He thinks he knows better. He wants to be president. And he just does, even amidst the recall gathering, he gave away a no-bid contract to one of his donors. I mean, it's just unbelievable, his arrogance. And so we haven't, honestly, we have not had to do very much to sell this.
Now, a lot of times, politicians being politicians, they'll see which way the wind's blowing, and they'll change direction on something or another. My question to you is,
let's talk how he's done that so far.
Yeah.
Number one, this whole thing started out with, they'll never be able to do it. Then it went to, it's a long shot. Then they tried to smear us. And now, they're saying, okay, it's going to... It's likely to qualify, but he'll never get booted. Okay, I like the progression. When we hit over 1 million signatures, then they started talking about opening up the state. When we got closer to 1.5, then he decided to do a tour of the state, which he has never done, ever. Did I say ever or never? Never done. He decides to go visit his constituents who he's had locked down for 10 months. They used to talk about tax increases, Kevin. There's no discussion of tax increases anymore. We have already affected policy in a significant way.
In the end, do you think, first of all, can you get the thing? You've already got the 1.7. Is it 1.7? Is that the number?
We're over 1.8 at this point.
Okay, so, but a lot of them may not qualify. You may not be able to verify some of them. So you want to have... What, 1 point?
Over two.
Over two. And you're convinced you can get it?
If we continue at this pace, it costs a lot of money. If you can go to rescuecalifornia.org, even $20 will help us. But yes, if we keep working this hard and people continue to respond, over a third of the people who have signed are not Republicans. Which is an amazing number, because he's shut down. If you're a waitress, your job isn't dependent on whether you're Democrat or Republican. You're shut down. And a salon owner, a movie studio, regardless, he has negatively impacted, and he hasn't been cooperative about it. You remember the French Laundry thing. All right, all you people, you need to shut down and can't go anywhere, but don't mind me. I'm going to the most expensive restaurant outside New York City.
That's incredible. Hey, is that the number one item on the list of voters? I mean, I know there's a whole bunch of stuff, the lockdown, all of that, how they handled that. But what's number one on the hit list?
It's a good question you asked. This has been a building thing because we had... The electrical shutdowns. There's been no progress. There is the lack of consistent water supply to industry. There is, and then then the shutdowns come, and then the $31 billion scandal over $31 billion over welfare that was sent to people who don't deserve it or criminals. Some people, Kevin. There were people in San Quentin who got PPP money through the state of California, right? So it's just building and building, and then we are last in the nation in school openings, last in the nation in youth sports, last in the nation in shutdowns, and last in vaccine rollout. Now, you can say he's consistent, but at the end of the day, it's been too much.
Well, I am looking forward to March 15th, or March 17th, I should say, because that's the deadline, and you will probably... When will you know if you have all the signatures verified that you need?
About 45, 60 days later.
Okay.
And I'd love to come back and talk more about it, but there's no doubt that this is a bipartisan thing. So if you can hear my voice, you must, and you know friends and family in California... Please send them rescuecalifornia.org. Let them download the petition. This is what's amazing is this, Kevin. This has been the focal point. We're the focal point of the country. Yeah, Joe Biden's getting a lot of press, but this is the spear of the resistance. If we can create accountability in California, crazy California, we can do this anywhere in the country. And people call me all the time or contact me. Will you come to Washington State to do this? Will you go to Michigan? Will you go to Georgia? What about New York? Well, thankfully, he's self-imploding finally. But you get my point. They're peas in a pot. Gavin Newsom sent people to nursing homes. No accountability.
That's amazing. Tom, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much, my friend. And thanks for doing what you're doing. And again, if folks want to help you, if it's $5, $10, $20, whatever, if you want to see accountability in government in the People's Republic of California, where do they send the money? How do they reach out to you?
Just go to rescuecalifornia.org and send that website to your friends in California and make a donation. It'll be great.
That'd be great. Tom, thank you, man. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.
There you go. Tom Del Beccaro, the chairman of rescuecalifornia.org, the effort to recall Gavin Newsom. And right now, today, they've got more than enough signatures. But they want to be sure, so they're gunning for upwards of 2 million signatures. And they are within, 2 weeks, I guess, nearly 2 weeks. They've got a deadline of March 17 to get the signatures in. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith. repairsmith.com code radio. repairsmith.com code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops, really any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wouldn't you know it? Yet another change in the Clark County School District. Kids are going to be going back. What is being termed a phased return to classrooms. And believe it or not, sixth and ninth graders and high school students can start up back in their brick and mortar schools March 22nd. Grades 7, 8, 10, and 11 will start up on April 6th. I talked with one teacher last night, and she was absolutely against it. Absolutely against it. This is getting weird, okay? But they're going to do it. They're going to do the hybrid for a couple of weeks, and then they're going to bring kids back. And I think I welcome the idea of kids being back in classrooms. I really honestly do. Stay where you are. More to come. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't wait to hear from the former president, Donald Trump, on Sunday at CPAC. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't know if he's going to announce his candidacy in 2024. I really don't know. But it wouldn't surprise me if he did. The big question is, what is it that Republicans want? What is it that Democrats want? And why is it so different? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following that story. There's no polling out, is there not?
Yeah, Kevin, this is from the Echelon Insights poll. It was in the Federalist, which is a website. And it's pretty popular, but they're taking a look at what is important to Republicans. Now, the top three in the survey, illegal immigration, number one. Number two, lack of support for the police. And three, high taxes. Now, we ask the Democrats what's important to you. Their top three, Donald Trump supporters, white nationalism, and systematic racism. Now, you want to talk about the gap between the Republicans and the Democrats, and it goes on. For Republicans, if you go further down the list, liberal bias in the mainstream media, that comes in at number four. The general moral decline of the country at number five. For the Democrats, gun violence and the lack of health coverage for everybody. So there's a huge, huge difference, but obviously they don't like Trump supporters on the other side of the aisle, do they?
No, they don't. But you know what? You talk about polar opposites. We are so incredibly divided. Is it any wonder that people are taken to the streets? I mean, people really are PO'd about this stuff. And these are all, you know, this is not like climate change. I'm surprised climate change wasn't in that top three for Democrats. But the fact is that you know, these are hot button issues.
I think what people want is for the two sides to come together, like this bill, this $1.9 trillion. Why can't they just focus on relief for what we need right now? But of course, never let an opportunity slip by to get money from the American people, and that's what the Democrats seem to be doing, at least in my opinion.
Anyway, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, always good to have you with us on this side of the glass. Stick around. More to come. Coming up a little bit later on, Heidi Harris. And also, we're going to talk in our next hour about what you want to hear from the president on Sunday. He's going to speak at CPAC. And I'm thinking it's going to be another barn burner like he's done in airports and big arenas all across America.